Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Gary Mathers as the Beaver.
Yeah, what is it, Gary?
Honey, would you mind putting these back out in the garage for me?
Well, I just got them out of the garage this morning. I thought Beaver was having a birthday party Saturday.
Well, when he saw the favorite hats, he decided he was too big to have a birthday party.
Oh. Well, I was sort of looking forward to having a bunch of his friends drip their ice cream on our carpet and spill their punch on our furniture.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to do without that from now on. Beaver says birthday parties are kid stuff.
Oh. Well, I suppose if he's outgrown ice cream and cake, he's outgrown toys, too.
Maybe we could give him something sensible this year, like clothes. He needs a new suit.
No, I don't think we should give him anything that sensible. Remember, last year we gave him a sport jacket and spoiled his whole birthday.
Haircut.
Have Mom and Deb and Yell actually get one?
No, they haven't said anything.
Then you don't need one. Hey, Wally, do you think they will or they won't?
Who will or won't what?
Do you think Mom and Dad will forget my birthdays tomorrow?
Well, if they do, you know, it's your own fault. You had to go and say you were too old for a party.
I said I was too old for a party, but I didn't say I was too old for presents.
Mom and Dad can't get away with not giving you anything.
I don't know. I got a funny feeling in my stomach that I'm not going to get anything.
When did you get that?
When I looked in the closet where they hide stuff, there was nothing there.
Beaver, you shouldn't go snooping around.
Well, I wasn't snooping.
You just told me you were looking in the closet.
Well, sure, but there was nothing there. If I'd have found something, then I would have been snooping. Hey, Wally. You're going to give me something, aren't you?
Oh, I suppose so.
Well, how about giving it to me now?
I'll give it to you tomorrow. Why should I be nice to you before I have to?
Hope Dad comes through with what I want.
Well, how does he know what you want?
Oh, it's this model car with a real gasoline engine. Well, I accidentally left this catalog on his desk all week.
Yeah, but remember last year when you wanted that baseball glove? He left the sporting goods catalog on his desk and he bought himself a new golf club.
Goodness, you're up nice and early this morning.
Yeah, I figured this morning would be a nice day to get up nice and early.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I think it's nice to be up and around early.
Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
Mom, you do know today's my birthday, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm aware of that. But, I thought you didn't want us to make a fuss about it.
I said that?
Well, you said you didn't want to have a party.
Yeah, but that's all I said I didn't want to have.
Beaver, if you're worried about your birthday present, we're just waiting until your father comes down so he can enjoy it, too.
Oh, that's okay, Mom. I wasn't hitting around or anything.
Oh, I know you weren't.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Bee.
Hi, Wally.
Good morning, Wally.
We're just waiting for Daddy to come around so he can get a charge out of my presents, too.
Oh. You know, Mom, Beaver was all worried last night that you and Dad were going to mess up his birthday.
Beaver, I think you're going to be real happy when you see what your father has for you.
No fool, Mom.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, good morning, Beaver.
Good morning, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, here's a little something from your mother and me.
Hey, how little of something is it?
Theodore Cleaver, $10.
Your father and I knew you were getting too big for toys, and so we thought this would be a more practical gift.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Oh, Beaver, here's some letters that came for you. Birthday cards.
Aunt Martha. Gee, she sent me $3. Boy, that's a lot better than the umbrella she sent me last year.
That was thoughtful.
And here's a card from Aunt Mary with a check in it for $5.
And you're raking it in.
Boy, $2 from Cousin Ronnie. Am I loaded?
Hey, what happened to Uncle Billy? He usually kicks through with $10.
Wally, now that's not nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. He usually kicks through with $10. Here, Beat, this is for me.
Gee, thanks, Wally. Boy, 2 brand new dollars.
Yeah, I traded 2 dirty ones at the bank.
Boy, this is the most money I ever had in my whole life.
And tonight I thought we'd have ice cream and cake. That is, if you can put up with it, Beaver.
Oh, yeah, Mom. I'm sure I can.
Well, Beaver, looks like all of the relatives feel you've outgrown toys, too.
Boy, Beaver, $22. You did all right.
Yeah, now I can go out and buy a whole lot of junk.
Beaver, before you go out and buy a whole lot of junk right away, you know what I'd do with that money if I were you?
Oh, you're going to make me put it in the bank?
I'm not going to make you put it in the bank. You're old enough to make your own decisions. But I'll tell you one thing. If you do put the money in the bank, one of these days when you really want something, you'll have the money for it. Don't you think that's a good idea, June?
Oh, I certainly do.
What do you think, Wally?
Gee, no matter what I say, I'm going to get somebody mad at me.
Hey, Wally. Now, there's nobody here but us. What do you really think I ought to do with the money?
Well, look, Beaver, I'm not trying to be an adult and ruin your birthday or anything, but I think you ought to put the money in the bank.
Gee, I never thought my own brother would turn on me like that.
Well, Beaver, I've been through the same thing. That's the safest thing to do. Suppose you blow all the money on the racing car and some other junk, and then when you come to Dad and ask him for some money, what's he going to say?
Gee, I don't know.
He's going to say, well, look, son, if you'd put your birthday money in the bank, then you wouldn't have to come to me begging money now.
Gee, that's almost just the way he talks.
And if you put the money in the bank, he's going to say, well, son, you're really growing up. You're showing a lot of responsibility, and your mother and I are very proud of you. And we think that...
That's enough, Wally. I can see this is one of those things where you can't win.
You mean you didn't get any presents at all?
No, just crummy money.
Money's not so crummy.
It is when you gotta stick it in the bank.
I know. I had to put my Christmas money in the bank. They said I'll get my bank book with my own name on it.
I already got a bank book with my own name on it.
Sure, but if you look inside, you'll see your pop's name right under your name to keep you from having fun with it.
Maybe I'll get the model for Christmas.
It's too bad you're not going to get it now. I wanted to have some fun with it before you wrecked it.
Mom! Hey, Mom! Guess nobody's home.
Hey, let's do something we're not supposed to.
Like what?
Well, let's go sit in your living room.
My parents don't care if we sit in the living room.
No, then that's no fun. Hey, look! Someone must have shoved it under your door.
What is it?
It says, Mr. Theodore Cleaver.
Hey, that's me! It says they delivered a registered letter, but there was nobody here. Well, so they took it back to the post office, and we're supposed to go get it.
Must be a mistake. No kid ever got a registered letter.
Well, it's gotta be for me. I'm the only Theodore Cleaver in the whole house.
Hey, maybe it's a present. Let's go down to the post office and see what it is.
Okay. I just hope they don't hit us or anything.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally. I just got back from shopping. Have you seen your brother?
Why, did he do something wrong?
No.
Oh, then I think he went over to Gilbert's.
Oh, well, he must have been home here, because I found his hat on the hall table when I came in.
Oh, maybe he was messing around over at Gilbert's, and then they told him to come over here and bother us for a while.
Wally, is Beaver unhappy about putting his birthday money in the bank?
Well, I wouldn't say he's exactly the happiest kid in the world, but Well, I told him enough stuff, so I don't think he'll do too much screaming about it.
I just wish Beaver would realize that we only tell him these things for his own good.
Well, don't worry too much, Mom. Maybe when the Beaver's 30 or 40, he'll stop acting like a kid.
Happy birthday, Beaver. Rather than send you something that you couldn't use, I thought I'd send you money so you could buy something that you really wanted. Uncle Billy.
Boy, Beaver, that's neat. Come on, now you can get that model with a gasoline engine.
Gee, I don't know, Gilbert. I think if I spent $10 without telling my parents, they'd be mad at me.
But if you don't spend it, your Uncle Billy's gonna be mad at you. You don't want your whole family mad at you, do you?
Gee, I think this is one of those things I'd better think over.
Boy, Beaver, I just can't figure you out. Sometimes you don't act like a kid at all.
I can't understand the Beaver's not coming home for lunch.
Oh, maybe he's bumming a free meal off Gilbert.
Well, he could at least phone.
Gee, Dad, I don't think he'd ask to use a phone over at Gilbert's. Gilbert's dad's kind of a crank. I think he'd rather have you yell at him for not calling than have Gilbert's dad yell at him for calling.
I must remind Beaver to write thank you notes for his birthday money tonight.
Hey, I could write them for him, Mom. We learned all that etiquette junk in school. Last week, we learned how to write a wedding invitation.
Well, now that might come in handy sometime.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what Eddie Haskell said? He said that when you get married, you can throw a whole big wedding and then stick the girl's parents with a bell.
That's just an old custom, Wally.
Boy, we really could have killed you if me and the Beaver had been girls, huh, Dad?
Well, I won't say you're not wounding me a little as it is.
Ward, you be sure and speak to the Beaver when he comes home. He shouldn't stay out for lunch like this without letting us know.
Sure, Dad, and if you're not here, I can yell at the Beaver for you.
Thank you, Wally.
Hey, Gilbert, how come you wanted to walk home this way instead of on Grand Avenue?
I don't know. We always go by Grand Avenue. Gee, how do you like that, Beaver? There's the model store.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Hey, Beav, that's the kind of car you wanted to buy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the kind.
Hey, you want to go inside and look at it?
What for? I'm not going to buy it.
Well, we could go inside and look at stuff, and if the guy tells us to beat it, you can show him the $10, and he'll have to be nice to us.
Well, okay, I guess we can go in and look at it. But remember, I'm not buying anything until I talk to my father.
Boy, Beaver, that's the neatest racing car I ever saw. Hey, you even have enough money left over to get some sodas.
Gee, Gilbert, I didn't mean to buy it. Just happened on me.
Let's take it over to my house and run it for a while.
Yeah, I guess we could. But when I get home, what am I going to tell my father?
How do I know? You're the one that bought the racing car.
But he's going to see it, and he's going to say, where'd you get that? And when I tell him, there's going to be big trouble.
Tell him I gave it to you.
No, I'd be scared to tell a big lie like that.
Here, you don't have to. Give me the package. Now, this is the race car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here. Now I gave it to you. Now all you have to tell your dad is Gilbert gave it to me, and it's not a lie.
Well, no. But maybe you'll never see it, and then I won't have to tell him anything.
Yeah, sure. Now, come on, let's go over to my house and run it.
Yeah. But you know something? I wish we'd have walked home on Grand Avenue.
That you, Beaver?
Yes, Dad.
I want to see you, Beaver.
Could I go to my room first, Dad?
No, I want to see you right now. Beaver?
Hi, Dad.
Beaver, you didn't come home for lunch.
Oh, well, no, sir. I ate over at Gilbert's.
Well, don't you ever do that again, son, without phoning home.
Yes, sir.
What's this?
Oh, it's a racing car.
Wow, where'd you get it?
Gilbert gave it to me.
Oh, birthday present?
Well, he gave it to me today, and today is my birthday.
That's quite a nice gift. Must have cost around $10.
Well, $9.38.
You mean he gave you a gift and then told you how much it cost?
No, sir. I already knew how much it cost from looking at it in the store.
Well, there you are, Beaver. Now, look, Beaver, if you're going to stay out like this...
Well, Dad already told me, Mom.
Oh, and Beaver, after supper, I want you to go upstairs and write some thank you notes for your birthday presents.
Yes, Mom.
What was the car Beaver had?
Birthday present from Gilbert. Quite expensive, too.
Oh. Well, we must remember that and get Gilbert a nice one on his birthday.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Beef. Hey, the race car. Where'd you get it?
Gilbert gave it to me.
Don't give me that bunk.
How do you know it's bunk?
Well, in the first place, Gilbert's too cheap to give you anything like that. In the second place, that's the same car you've been yapping about for the past week. In the third place, look at that look on your face.
What look on my face?
It's the same look you used to have when you'd hide your Brussels sprouts under the sofa cushion.
Well, I guess I can tell you, Wally, if you promise not to rat on me.
Well, look, I'm not going to rat on you, unless you're going to blow up the world or something.
Well, I bought it with the birthday money Uncle Billy sent me.
He sent you money?
Yeah, $10. Well, it came registered mail, and Gilbert and I went down and picked it up at the post office, and Uncle Billy said I should buy something I wanted. Well, do you think Dad's going to be mad?
Well, I don't think he'll be mad at you for buying something, but he's going to be mad at you for being so sneaky and not telling him about it.
That's exactly what I told Gilbert. Boy, I wish I would have listened to myself.
I'll take these up to the boys' room. Honey, that pitcher never goes on the shelf of those plates.
Why not?
Well, it's just never put there, that's all.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it there anyway.
Don't you dare.
Oh, hi, Beef.
Hi, Mom.
You're not forgetting to write your thank you notes, are you?
Oh, no. I just came down to check the spelling of a word in the dictionary.
Oh, well, why didn't you ask Wally?
I did, but he told me to dry up and stop bothering him.
Oh.
Wally, why couldn't you have helped Beaver with his spelling?
Well, gee, Mom, I'm studying Spanish, and if I talk about English words, I get all mixed up.
Well, how's he doing with his thank you notes?
Oh, okay, I guess.
Well, that's funny.
What?
Well, Beaver only got 5 presents, and he's writing 6 notes.
Yeah, well, maybe he made some sort of a mistake or something.
Uncle Billy. He's writing one to Uncle Billy.
Gee, Mom, I'm studying Spanish. I don't even want to think in English.
Well, Beaver, I see you've been writing your thank you notes. I'm glad you got right on it.
Yes, Mom.
But there's one here I don't quite understand, one to Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy?
Yes, you didn't get a present from him this year.
Well, you know how Uncle Billy always sends me a present. He does it every time.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to have a letter ready, just in case.
Oh. And you're counting on him to send you $10?
$10?
Well, that's what the note says. Dear Uncle Billy, thank you for the $10.
You know Uncle Billy. He's a $10 uncle.
Oh, yes. Guess he is.
Why, Beaver, what a stupid story.
Don't you think Mom believed it?
Of course not.
Well, then how come she didn't say something?
Because she's going downstairs to get Dad, and then they're both going to come up here and jump on you.
I think one would be enough.
Enough for a big mess like this.
Do you suppose Uncle Billy said him $10 and he didn't tell us anything about it?
Well, it kind of sounds that way, doesn't it? Especially after he told me today that Gilbert gave him that $10 model. I think I better go ask a few questions.
Dear, is it Beaver too old to tell us lies?
No, dear. But he's too old to think he can get away with it.
And then Gilbert said it wouldn't hurt just to look at it. And the next thing I knew, I was coming out of the store with the model in my hands.
Well, Beaver, Uncle Billy sent you the money to buy a present with. I'm sure if you'd come to your mother or me, we'd have let you do it.
You mean I went through all that sneaky stuff for nothing?
Well, I think you'll find you usually go through a lot of sneaky stuff for nothing.
But, gee, Dad, I thought you'd make me put the money in the bank, like you did the rest of it.
Beaver, I didn't make you put the money in the bank. I just pointed out that it was the wisest thing to do in the long run. You made your own decision.
Gee, Dad, when I was a little kid, you used to tell me what to do. But now that I got to make my own decisions, I get sort of messed up sometimes.
Sure you do. But while you're learning to make your own decisions, don't mess things up further by lying to us.
Well, what should I do about the car, Dad?
Well, what do you think you should do?
You mean I got to make my own decision about that, too?
Well, I think you should.
Well, I think I'd keep the car on account I used it. But I'm going to tell Mom I'm sorry for lying to her. And I think I'd come home from school every day early for a whole week without having any fun.
Fine, Beaver. I have just one suggestion to make.
Oh, yes, sir?
I think you should tell Gilbert that his idea didn't work.
Oh, I'm going to tell him, all right, Dad. And I think I'll tell him while I'm sitting on him. Hey, Dad, we figured it out pretty good, didn't we?
We sure did, Beef.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Getting ready for bed.
Well, have you brushed your teeth yet?
No.
Well, you better get in there and do it.
What for? Dad said I was old enough to make my own decisions.
Look, you little wise guy. You better decide to get in there and brush those teeth before I clobber you.
Okay. Why do you care if my teeth rot and fall out?
Because I don't want people pointing you out on the street and saying, there goes Wally Cleaver's toothless little brother.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.